Thank you, boys and girls. Are you still in?
Yeah! Huh?
They hoot so well, don't they, Mark? Bunch of hooters out there. What are they laughing at, Mark?
Yeah, I don't know. Us, maybe. Boy, man, I hadn't played guitar picking sitting around. This is really fun for me to.
Well, I'm having a great time.
Man, you're good.
Man, you're too good. He's too kind.
I hope Steve can come back to California real soon.
Well, I would jump at the chance.
Yeah, you guys have been great.
I'd like to thank Skip and Paul Armstrong and everyone else involved, Carol and Dan, and hopefully I'll see you out here next time. And I wanted to say, be sure to visit Barbara at the Bluegrass Unlimited booth, because she has some subscription tags for you to fill out and sign up for Bluegrass Unlimited. That way, you can find out my 800 number. What was that? 1-800 what? No, not think fast. Flat pick. 1-800 flat pick. Give me a holler. Don't call collect. Mark, you feel like playing one more, and then we have to get to the tour bus and change into our street clothes. And we'll be over by the autograph booth, so be sure to stop by. Yeah. Oh, I want to say one other thing is that I was scheduled to do a workshop tomorrow, but I'm going to be leaving early in the morning for Wyoming, Montana. Was that the next one? Oh, I feel like a knucklehead saying that. But it's been great being out here. I won't see you tomorrow, and it's been wonderful. So we'll do one. Oh, you're too kind. Let's do one that's a Doc Watson favorite, isn't it?
Yeah. Why? Grew up listening to him, boy.
And he'll always be 60 years older than you were.
Yeah, well, matter of fact, I'm going to get to play with Doc and Bill Monroe in Chicago at the end of September at Symphony Hall.
Boy.
So if any of you are out in the Midwest at the Chicago Symphony Hall, matter of fact, there's in my little set, I'm playing with 7 members of the Chicago Symphony, and they call themselves the Chicago Symphony Okies. And these players are incredible classical musicians, but they do bluegrass and western swing on the side. And like one of the bass, Arco bassists, is a banjo player. And I think the assistant principal French horn player plays steel guitar. And it's really wild. And the bassoonist plays sax. And a couple of the violinists fiddle. And that's why I'm going to play with them, and then we're going to open up for Doc Watson and Bill Monroe.
Sounds like a great time.
Yeah.
You'll be there.
And I'm gonna do my solo show tomorrow at 7 here right in Grass Valley.
Do you have any workshops tomorrow, Mark?
No, but that would have been a good idea.
It wasn't in the contract, though, was it?
I would have liked to.
You would have. You wouldn't have charged any more for it either, would you?
No.
Because you're already out here.
I'm just hanging out anyway.
Well, maybe you'll fill my slot at 5 o'clock. You never know, folks.
5 o'clock. Okay.
You never know.
Where is it?
I don't really remember, but I'm sure Skip will tell you. And I didn't mean to Shanghai you into something here, but...
Now, folks.
See, if he really doesn't want to do this and he ends up doing it comes out of mine. So if he doesn't want to do it, you'll surely understand.
And that sounds like a good idea.
Does it?
Man, I really wanted to do something like that anyway.
Yeah, I saw that.
I really did. Could I change it into a combination guitar and fiddle workshop?
Well, you could do that or just make it a fiddle workshop.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you're the king. Whatever you want to do. You own this joint, big boy. Let's play a little Black Mountain Rag and we can get on the tour bus and get out of here.
Thanks very much.